Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Motivating Monday. Welcome to Motivating Monday, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. That was Morris Mills, Round and Round. Like his Facebook fan page at the Morris Mills Experience and check out all his awesome music, and also stay in the know what's going on regarding his performances and tour schedule also. But wow. State of emergency for the state that I am in, state of Mississippi. The governor of the state of Mississippi, Phil Bryant, has issued a state of emergency alert. You all know Louisiana has been in a state of emergency since yesterday. And so we're keeping an eye out regarding the heavy winds and heavy rains that we will be getting all this week. So I have my television tuned down to WAPT News right now. I'm focused on broadcasting to you all. Also, I've been checking out the Weather Channel, too. Well, Weather Channel, they're always doing amazing work, keeping us updated with what's going on. And it's kind of amazing, too, because the news broadcasts have turned into weather reports, too. Have you all noticed? Because I love watching my Sunday news programs. And yesterday morning, George Stephanopoulos' show, a round table, and other shows, they pretty much turned into weather reports, too, because the schedule of the Republican National Convention and other events are based on what the weather turned out to be. So many of you already know that today's activities for the Republican National Convention has been canceled and hopefully will be scheduled. We'll be able to go on tomorrow. We'll be postponed and go on to tomorrow. The delegates and those from Mississippi, my friends that I network with, have posted some really awesome pictures of their visit there in Tampa. So everyone's not letting the weather put a damper on them. Just that, we just pray for everyone, all of us, because I was looking at the weather report earlier, and I don't think it's going to rain much today. We had heavy rain Saturday night. If you listen to the show on Saturday night, it started storming really hard, like 8 p.m. And yesterday was pretty decent. It was cloudy, but then it became sunny, and today's sunny. But today's supposed to be the only sunny day, because tomorrow night is when we're scheduled to really get the heavy winds from Isaac. But I know many other schools, if you stay tuned to the Weather Channel and weather.com, they pretty much discuss the listings of the schools that are closed in Florida today, I believe up to Wednesday, and even some schools in Louisiana, are closed also. But again, I thank you for tuning in to Motivating Monday. And we're talking entertainment and lifestyle news and, of course, politics with the Republican National Convention. And then next week, it will be the Democrat National Convention's turn in Charlotte, North Carolina, beginning on Labor Day. So we'll also be talking about the Democrat National Convention also. But we're talking entertainment, lifestyle news, and especially weather news and being motivated today, and for the rest of the week. So, again, I thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And big shout-out to all my on- and offline loved ones. I hope my loved ones have celebrated happy birthdays this weekend, had a blast. And my friends, also, today's your birthday, happy birthday also. And if you're celebrating anniversaries and good stuff like that, same to you. And I hope that the kids that are going to school are having a blast also. But, again, the number is 714-409-0614, and I also will be going into the chat room in a few minutes. Okay, so here's Okie Ricky. Remember him? Talked with him earlier this year. Time for him to return. Let us know what's up.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
This is Janice Nolan. I'm Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. I'd like to talk to you about the health effects of outdoor air pollutants. We've known for a long time that air pollution can cause very serious health problems, including killing people. We have times in our past history when we have seen the deadly health effects from episodes of air pollution. And in fact, about 40 years ago, the United States took the step of putting the Clean Air Act into place to provide a way for us to clean up pollution so that we could reduce this terrible burden on our health. Air pollution, however, today remains a serious threat to our nation's health. We as a nation must remain committed to providing healthy air for all of our citizens. Air pollution is actually more dangerous for some people than for others. For infants, for children, for teenagers, our seniors, for anyone with lung diseases like asthma or chronic bronchitis, for people with heart disease, and even people with diabetes, and even people who are healthy adults who work outside or exercise outside, are all at risk when air pollution levels are high. These folks are much more vulnerable to the harm that air pollution can have on our bodies. People everywhere can be harmed by air pollution, from newborn babies whose lives are cut short, to grandparents who suffer heart attacks, to healthy, vibrant lifeguards even, whose lung function is reduced, as we found in some recent studies. New research is warning us that women in their 50s may be particularly at risk from air pollution. We also know that people who are forced to breathe diesel exhaust and other engine exhaust on the job, like truck drivers and dock workers, may face greater risk of developing lung cancer or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. People with low income or some racial and ethnic groups often face greater exposure to pollution because pollution sources like factories and power plants may be closer to their homes. Census data tell us that many people live near areas with heavy highway traffic, and highways are major sources of air pollution. Having poor access to health care for any reason may also make some people vulnerable. Some racial and ethnic groups also have higher incidence of diseases like asthma or diabetes, which makes them more at risk from air pollution.
Hi, I'm Sean Johnson, Olympic gymnast. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance, to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
Here's Six Dream Woody daydreaming from Okiriki Daydreamer to Six Dream Woody daydreaming.
Celebrate.
Extreme Woody is so cool. I love him. Don't you all love his music? Awesome. Originally, he and I began networking with one another on Reverb Nation. And he just, I just love the fact that he could send me, you know, music. And I do it like, I'm like, cool, cool, cool. I like this. I like this. I automatically add to my playlist. And you can like his Facebook fan page also on Facebook. I mean, awesome musician, he and his friends and so on. If you're not a first-time listener and are not familiar with his music, then you need to dig him more and more. I just cannot wait for him to come on the show and talk about his he's so groovy, so smooth, so bluesy. I just love it. So I guess I'll be quiet, really, regarding that, because you already know how I feel about Six String Woody. But this is, I need to get the talk drop out my mouth. I just put it in my mouth, but I just thought about it. You all can hear sound effects from me chopping on it. To my fellow friends in internet radio and also mainstream media, which internet radio is very mainstream nowadays, is it not? Regarding the Republican National Convention, there will be a media briefing this morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you are there in Tampa and you're part of the press and in the media, then you know they have your proper credentials. Go to the press conference room at the Tampa Convention Center, rooms 18 and 19. It's at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. There will be a convention media briefing presented by Rush Shriver, Romney for President Strategist, and, of course, Cal Dinney, the convention press secretary. Okay? Now, for those of you like me, yours truly, that are not in Tampa, we must dial in. And now this is a listen-only number, okay? But the dial-in number is 1-888-633-0819 or call 617-231-270. Again, for listening only, for us to get our media briefing information regarding the Republican National Convention, we need to call those of us in the media, reporters, bloggers, et cetera, we need to call 1-888-633-0819. And those of us that cover politics, those of you that cover politics and news stories and so on, call 617-231-2700. And the access code is, 411075. That's the access code. I want to shout out to the party, the Monday party that's happening in the chat room. And, oh my God, I love my European friends. And I didn't realize that one of my friends that I'm chatting with in the chat room is in Europe. And I just love networking with my friends. You all know this. With my friends that always call in and that I network with in the UK and in Australia. So just thank you for listening. You all, I'm chatting in the chat room with Jay Early. This is his first time tuning in to the show, and many of you are probably familiar with this show because he also hosts a show on Saturday evenings on blogtalkradio.com, Drive Time with Jay. On Saturdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm assuming. And I know I follow his show, but I'm definitely going to tune in this Saturday. So I want to thank Jay for listening in and chatting with me this morning in the chat room, where it is afternoon in I know in London, in England, in Europe, and he's talking about it's lunchtime. But I know, don't tell all your business over the air, Jay, right? So I'm not telling everything we're talking about, but we're just enjoying this Motivating Monday. His show is based on motivation tips and inspiration and a little Hollywood gospel and old-school R&B music. So that sounds yummy to me. So you all, if you have not tuned in to the Drive Time with Jay on Saturdays before, then Jay's going to notice a big increase in his listenership because we're going to be tuned in this coming up Saturday, and plus checking out some of his archive shows. So he tells me that he's digging the show, everyone, so I like that. I love networking with fellow BTR cohort. So just enjoy the ride, Jay. Thank you. And talk about more. What's going on? lunchtime is over. Oh, so, you know, what's for dinner? Okay, but thank you all. Again, today's your birthday. Happy birthday. Let's see. The Liberty birthday. When beeping. Okay, there's a beeping going on. There's a beep going on. Maybe it will pop. I hope. Anything going on? Okay. There's a beeping going on, and I don't want us to get disconnected. Murphy's Law, what will happen can happen. Okay, there we go. I didn't want to get disconnected off the air. Today's birthdays are former U.S. Senator Bob Kerry, a Democrat of Nebraska. He turned 69 today. Daryl Dragon, musician. The Captain Antoniel is 70. Tuesday is 69. It's Pee Wee Terman's birthday. Paul Rubin is 60. He looks very youthful to me. He's 60 today. Actor of Pee Wee's Playhouse. Alex Lifeson, rock musician with Rush, 59. Yolanda Adams, gospel singer. Yolanda is 51. And Sandra Wilson, she's a native of Houston, right? Actress of Grey's Anatomy is 43. Tony Kanal, rock musician with No Doubt. I love No Doubt. Wow. Kicking off the NFL regular season would be who? No Doubt and Mariah Carey. Super, super excited. Tim Thumb, Thumb baseball player, 42. Alessa Vega, actress, Spy Kids, 24. Scrubs actress Sarah Chalk turns 36 years old today. So happy birthday to those celebrities. Today in history, 2008, Senator Barack Obama of Illinois was nominated for president by the Democratic National Convention in Denver. And Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Vick pleaded guilty in Richmond, Virginia, to a federal dogfighting charge, and that was in 07. Wow. Wow. Remember that. And also on August 27th of 1908, Lyndon B., what does the B stand for? Baines. The 36th president of the United States was born near Stonewall, Texas. So those are some interesting things that happened. And in 1967, the Beatles manager, Brian Epstein, that was the year before I was born, was found dead from an overdose of sleeping pills. Wow. So, you know, those are the events that happened this day in history, courtesy of Associated Press and also Dallas News with me. Some of you in your local paper probably get this news, but, you know, our paper is very hot, Clarion Ledger, but we do not have the Associated Press today, you know, the day in history report. But thank you, and feel free to call in at 714-409-0614. I know I have a tropical storm, Hurricane Isaac on my brain because, like I told you all at the beginning of the broadcast, the governor of my state of Mississippi has declared the state of Mississippi a state of emergency, along with, you know, yesterday the governor of Louisiana announced a state of emergency for the state of Louisiana. So being very cautious and being very careful in regards to this tropical storm possible turn into a hurricane. But regardless of the heavy winds and strong and heavy rains and strong winds are nothing to play with. So here's Martin Smith, Prince NPG Master Mix. Check him out at SoundCloud.com. And remember, the amazing group that I'm loving so much, SeaWorld High Fashion will be a guest, if not this Saturday, September the 8th. And I am super excited, and so are they.
You sexy mother. the clock on the jizz.
Monday. That's why I love to play it on Mondays. Perfect for those of us who are to add to when our workouts, our exercises. I mean, sitting here hosting the show and listening to that jam, can't help but move and exercise. You should definitely add that remix to your workout music. Most definitely. And of course, like the past couple of months, we'll also review from Michelle Staden's Prevention .com editor, fitness director, will share information from her book, Walk Off Weight, also. And like I said before, it's a book about walking off the weight, but it is good for those of us who just want a healthier lifestyle. Not that even if you don't want to lose weight or need to gain weight, it's good. There are good tips in this book and journal regarding just, you know, walking for good health and the benefits from walking. So definitely we'll continue reviewing the book, and I just hope that she will be a guest on the show real soon. We'll be talking more political news this week and next week because of the conventions going on. Like I said before, of course, this is an entertainment lifestyle show, but political season and politics affect our entertainment and lifestyle choices, and also a very important part of Saturday night. I am shared with you guys the awesome entertainment lineup regarding the Republican National Convention. The lights are Three Doors Down, B.B. Wine and the Oak Ridge Boys, Taylor Hicks. I mean, the list goes on and on of the entertainment that will be performing at the Republican National Convention. I have not received anything regarding the Democrat National Convention, which that begins next Monday on Labor Day. But I'm looking at some political news. And this is about Ron Paul's refusing still to endorse Romney. Of course, he's been very vocal at the Republican National Convention of festivities. And Representative Ron Paul, Republican of Texas, told the New York Times that GOP convention planners had offered him an opportunity to speak before delegates under two conditions, that he deliver remarks vetted by the Romney campaign, and that he give a full-fledged endorsement of Mr. Romney. He declined, said Paul, it wouldn't be my speech that will undo everything I've done in the last 30 years. I don't fully endorse him for president. Charles Matassian, Paul's refusal to play ball stands in contrast to his son, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who at some personal political call has endorsed Mitt Romney's bid and has a speaking slot. So that's interesting. Okay, so that is from Ron Paul. And then before that, there's a story about Huckabee. Huckabee rallied support for Atkins. Mike Huckabee rallied hundreds of Southern Baptists on a conference call in support of Representative Todd Atkins, Republican of Missouri, offering advice about how they can help the embattled Missouri Senate candidate stay in the wish. Political reports said Huckabee, this could be a Mount Carmel moment. You know, you bring your gods, we'll bring ours. We'll see whose God answers the prayers and brings fire from heaven. That's kind of where I'm praying, and that there would be a fire from heaven, and we'll see it clearly, and everyone else will too. Interesting. So these are stories that are being presented on Tegan Gardner's Political Wire. So I'm just sharing the news that I received. That's all. Yes. So that's what's going on with that. Here's Austin Brown on Ménage à Trois.
I am in a predicament, trying to be a gentleman. She wants me back again.
Oh, I tried so hard
to be as faithful, but I wasn't able. Now it's more painful. Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind. Don't make me choose to be here without you. There's no rules to this.
No rules to this.
You fall in a kiss. We find that your love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between.
Caught in between.
Both can be mean. I gotta choose one, but with you it's more fun.
But it's ménage à trois.
My dreams will get shot down. I'm late to the showdown.
Troubles all around.
Love for the chef. shepherd left from the shelter to try to find better.
Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind. Don't make me choose to begin without you. There's no room for this.
No room for
when
this.
You fall in a kiss, we find that your love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between.
Caught in between.
Who can be me? Gotta choose one, but we're two with more fun.
One is for not just one.
Gotta choose one, but we're two with more fun.
One is for not just one.
was in love, Autumn North. Love, 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 love that group. You all know it. Apparently you do too. And more about the performers at the Republican National Convention are those whom have canceled. Why Clef John was planning to perform for the Republicans, and then he changed his mind. I've seen reports this past weekend or last night regarding a cancellation, and because I've seen a headline regarding if it was a publicity stunt or somewhat, but maybe something came up. But here is an article for courtesy of Black America Web, courtesy of Black Mike, like Mo, M-O-I, website. And they state that the real Romney record, up until this week, Wyclef Jean was scheduled to perform at the Republican National Convention. That is true no more. The artist pulled out after some were wondering what in the heck he was thinking. John had always been a strong supporter of President Barack Obama, and some were speculating that his decision to sing and dance with Republicans was a signal that he was no longer a fan of President Obama. Papa Jube, a part of Wyclef's team, wouldn't comment on the matter, only stating that Wyclef was definitely not going to be performing. We were originally contacted by the Got Your Six organization, but not the GOP. Wyclef spokesman John McNaughton told HaitianBeats.com, that's with a Z. As soon as we found out that the event was around the Republican convention, we pulled out. We have to wonder why Wyclef even chose to agree to the performance in the first place. Did he think that no one was paying attention to him? Brand and image consultant Amanda Gorowski says that celebs must remain consistent to their purpose. We've always been taught that there are two things you don't discuss in social situations, politics and religion. Yeah, politics, religions, and also in some cases money. Gorowski said, well, it's no longer just how you view things personally. It's a way of life. Wyclef was last in the news for financial problems with his charity. The performer collected millions of dollars for Haitians who were affected by the earthquake in 2010. It was later determined that much of the money was being mismanaged and unaccounted for. Paying for charity concerts and music equipment for Wyclef himself. It's still not clear where much of the money went. Are all these celebs just out for the dough? And if you really, I mean, what, I'm a bit, everyone knows I'm on Team Romney Ryan. But everyone knows also that I am in awe of the president and the first lady and the first family also. So if, so why cannot someone perform an event if it's regarding a cause that a person supports? I'm just saying, you know, you, I mean, as long as you're upfront and honest, like, hey, you all know I'm voting for, I mean, if he's actually voting for Obama again this year, you all know I'm voting for Obama, but because this is an event that is very close, that's related to a cause that is important to my heart, not so you all's heart, then sure, I'll perform. A lot of people are open and honest, you know, regarding why they are doing something. But, you know, this is my opinion, and not just with him, but with different people. I mean, Kid Rock, he was a big Obama supporter, voted for Obama last election. But this go round, he's voting for and endorsing and supporting Romney. Born Free is Romney's campaign theme song. I had not seen Kid Rock's name on the roster of performers performing at this week's event. Leonard Skinner's on there, so I'm quite sure he's almost going to show up with them. But why can't we be open to causes, not just, oh, you don't play with them, don't talk to them? You know, I think that concept is very weird. You know, I wasn't going to say anything and share my opinion, but it's just kind of weird if it's an event or a cause that's important to a person. As long as they're open, like, okay, you all do understand. Like if a Democrat event invited me to an event, even locally, my friends here in Jackson know that I am an independent-thinking, open-minded Republican. And I support a lot of my Democrat and independent friends. And when I mentioned that I was considering running for city council member for Ward 2, I let them know I would be on the Republican ticket. Anything that I possibly, in the near future, I don't see myself switching parties. I might become an independent before I switch and become a Democrat, you know. But I've been hardcore Republican, had Republican conservative views since I was a little girl, you know, and so that's just it. But my thing is, when I'm, even when it's political season here, I go to Democrat events and people know I'm Republican. They, you know, and sometimes when I know I'm going to vote for a Democrat, I let people know, hey, yeah, I'm voting for this person, you know. But it's on the record that I am a registered Republican because I cannot vote in Democrat primaries, you know. So I'm just saying. But one of my Democrat politician friends told me I can get around that, fill out an affidavit in regards to that, you know. But I'm just saying, if there's a cause close to your heart, why can't you be a part of an event, you know? And we all know Haitians need assistance and need help. By him performing at that event, that might open the doors to getting some more assistance to the Haitians. I'm just saying. I'm just leaving it at that. Because I don't know much about it. I only know about the people that I've been talking about that are performing, like gospel superstar B.B. Winans, Three Doors Down, the Oak Ridge Boys, Taylor Hicks, and many others of different backgrounds. That's all, you know, really. So some people, you know, it's all about us getting help to where help is needed. Here in the States, and those, too, that we do our best to help, and those whom help us also. Okay, here's another one by Mars Mills, To Be Loved. Remember, this is Motivating Monday. Talked to Mars since the Grammys, have we not? So he needs to, he and I keep in touch, but he has not come and talked to you all, the listeners of the show, since the Grammys, and so he needs to come on and let us know what's going on. But you all, I'm baffled by this story. This is a story I'm checking out. There's some stories I hear on the internet this morning. Culture critic, culture critic. Wow, this is what the headline reads: nurse accidentally throws away kidney a man donated to save his sister. A nurse is in hot water after she may have accidentally took away a woman's chance to live a healthy life. The Ohio woman threw away a kidney that had been donated by a patient's brother in order to save his sister. And what doctors say was a freak and rare accident. They tried for 2 hours to bring the kidney back to life, but were unable to do so. The man in Toledo donated his kidney to his older sister at the Toledo Medical Center. Human error rendered the kidney unusable, said University of Toledo Medical Center spokesman Toby Klinger. Said the hospital isn't giving out any more details on the incident. The media found out what happened to the kidney after one of the doctors, Dr. David Grossman, informed the Toledo Lucas County Health Commissioner that a nurse had thrown the kidney away. Two nurses have been put on paid leave during the investigation. Also, doctors have suspended the live kidney donor program while they try to figure out what happened in this case. Doctors chose to finally discard the dead kidney after speaking with the family and realizing that there is a good chance for another highly compatible donor. Wow. Dr. William Harmon, director of kidney transplantation at Boston Children's Hospital, said that it was a good move to get rid of the bad kidney. He also said this kind of error is not unheard of. This is unfortunately what medicine is like. It is not perfect, and there have been far worse cases where the donor has died. That is spooky. Your brother donates a kidney to help you save your life, and then a nurse accidentally throws the kidney that was meant to save your life away. Oh, my God. I'm speechless. I know, rarely I share these, like, stories because they're overwhelming, but this story especially caught my attention. Oh, my God. Congratulations to Snooki also. Those of you that keep up with pop culture, Snooki of Jersey Shore and also of her new show, she and her love, her fiancé, Gianni, are now parents of a bouncing baby boy. So congratulations, Snooki. Here's Davey Hamilton, my new favorite country rocker, How You Go.
It was a Friday night around about 9. We were close to the county line. And Jimmy Daniels Mustang 5-0. Just my best friends and me, nowhere special we had to be, but we felt like kings on the open road. It was the end of summer, our junior year, had a tank of gas and the sky was clear, a little hint of fall was in the air. Aerosmith was rocking the car while we were playing air guitar. None of us had a plan, but we didn't care. 'Cause it's not where you're going, it's how you go. It's living in the moment and taking it slow. It's not where you end up, it's how you roll. It's not where you're.
Try to live that way. It's not where you're going.
love it. How you go. Check him out on YouTube and his website. And also like his Facebook page. Also, David Hamilton. He and his band, they are just super rocking awesome. I love it. I love him. And he's very interactive. I love it when performers are very interactive with their audience and their fans and their supporters and everybody. So he's very interactive with everyone. And I enjoy networking with he and his people. Okay, awesome music. Another one that's on my wish list to be a guest on the show in the near future also. You know, now talking, you know, this is the Intimate Lifestyle Show, so we talk beauty improvement and so on. And we especially talk about them Thursdays. But this morning I'm checking out an article about regarding the Magic Mike craze. You all know how crazy I am about the movie, and I know I'm not alone with Magic Mike, and they're working on a sequel to the Magic Mike. And I guess hairstylists and hair designers are going crazy also because their clients want to look like the guys of Magic Mike. Here's an article. Check out martinsalon.com. There's an article that was published a few weeks ago, and it's titled Hairstyles of Magic Mike, How to Get the Look, you know. And you all know, you know, those of you that know me, I like bald heads, but you all know I love beautiful, healthy hair also. And, of course, the guys in Magic Mike, they had all kind of looks, you know, from one of my favorite guys, Adam Rodriguez, of course, to the superstars of the show, just all the guys, you know. I'm just excited. Let me be quiet and talk about this article. But it's about people just going crazy and want to look like the guys of Magic Mike. And it states that, have you seen Magic Mike? If not, consider it the big screen's version of 50 Shades of Grey. But this movie isn't just hitting the theaters. It's also putting a close eye on grooming. The new film about male strippers showcases stellar dancing, a sweet love tale, a painful drug struggle, and an underlying story of hope. It has all the ingredients for a blockbuster flick. Oh, and Channing Tatum, Matthew McConaughey, Matt Bomer, and Joe Manganiello. Did we mention that? And, of course, my Adam Rodriguez. Of course, you have to mention him. The four leading gents showcase the gamut of iconic male styles on the red carpet. Here, Jorko, International Creative Director Damien Carner, shares cutting and grooming tips for some of the mics that may be sitting in your styling chair. And this is for, like, hair designers and so on. But you all check out martinsalon.com. Check out the article overall and look at the pictures and the videos. And there's a trailer of Magic Mike in and everything. And so they share the like the cutting process of like each character. Like there's the classic guy, you know, Matt Bomer's character. And they go over, you know, getting that look and his look and how you carry and style your hair dresses if you want his look. Then there's the Channing Tatum look, the paramilitary guy. Then they go through that process regarding of getting that super short haircut like his and caring and maintaining that look. Then there's the casual guy, the awesome Matthew McConaughey. Congrats to he and his wife also, you know, they're expecting their third child. They go through the process of getting his look and also the care and style and maintenance of it. Then there's the rugged guy, the Joe Manganiello, is that how you pronounce his name? Look, go through his style, that masculine look in longer lengths and how to create the volume and the fluffiness of his hairstyle. And so I think it's an awesome article. Those are like the main stars. I don't see the Adam Rodriguez look, but they should have his look also included. But it is an amazing article in with pictures and video also. I have tweeted it out and also have it on my Facebook page. But it's all about the craze of getting that Magic Mike look. And, you know, a lot of that is not just a movie for ladies, but it's a guy's movie too. And a lot of guys love that film, too, because one thing I loved about that film was the brotherhood and how the guys really supported one another in the film. But it's all about their look. And they, in regards to this article, and martinsalon.com is geared toward hairstylists, but also it's also geared to those guys and then ladies that like to see guys look good. Check that article out, because if you want your guy, or if you guys want to get that look, check that article out. Take it to your hair designer or your barber and tell them if you really want to get that look, let them know, hey, I want this book because this is an awesome article, honestly. So just wanted to share that. I couldn't wait till Thursday because, you know, I was like, let me share this article, like, right now. It's Dread Days. Love these guys so much. LA-based reggae group.
Cuando camino, no estoy sola. Tengo un compañero de viaje aquí mismo, en mi vientre. Vemos un montón de cosas juntos. Bueno, él no las ve, pero creo que de alguna manera las vive. Quiero que nazca y vea las maravillas que este mundo puede ofrecer. Pero lo que más me interesa es que esté sano. Por eso camino. Y no soy la única persona que camina por mi bebé. Mucha gente lo hace al unirse a la marcha por los bebés. En nuestras caminatas, Estamos solamente yo y él y unos cuantos millones de personas que se preocupan por los bebés.
Un día, todos los bebés nacerán sanos, pero tendremos que caminar para lograrlo. Participa en la Marcha por los Bebés de March of Dimes. Juntos podemos brindar a todos los bebés un comienzo sano. Visita hoy mismo nacersano.com para registrarte.
Hello, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact premature birth can have. It can cause lifelong disabilities, and it is the leading cause of death in newborns. Our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We have to do better. If you're starting a family, please learn how to improve your chance of having a full-term birth. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
Here's True God, Martin Day Woman, from his newest album, DOA. And True God will be returning soon to the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And you can catch he and his friends with Wrestling Heads here on Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday. Okay? Here's True God. What's up, Baltimore, Maryland?
True.
You exemplify the essence of a queen, simplifying my stress while enterprising my dreams. Beautiful brown skin, ass switching when she walks in the room, swaying our hips to earth, stars, and the moon. Everlasting mahogany, photography can't capture the purity of your beauty as it grows in maturity. Shackled by insecurity, but free from mother nature's euphoria. Raising sons and daughters, both to be warriors. You reside in my kingdom through your power and strength. Inside a land where men and women grow a power defense. I watch you in motion, divinity. I wanna keep you close to your emotional energy. You are one of a kind, baby. Something incredible. See your face every day, it's unforgettable. Kisses, lips, and everything. It's edible. The brown eyes now are just the gate to my soul. See, I'm usually in the driver, but you're taking control. It's cool.
I'm not a woman. It's from my attention from past. She needs a little affection to give her the mind. She wanna be loved. Just wanna be loved. She wants to love.
Ariel, Hermes, drip over that body, sexy caramel. You got me on this carousel cathartically. Loving that sweet brown, them kisses are fine. Beauty of my present, always in my mind. Fluorescent light shine, girl, you should be an essence. Maybe ebony or jet, cause your body's something heavenly. Singing to the melody, and this is what they telling me. Everywhere we go, all we see's a bunch of jealousy. Knew that I would choose you, knew that you had intrigue. Other girls were training wheels, but you were just 10 feet. Taking model portraits. Damn, girl, you're beautiful. Amazing, captivating, and that all just follows gorgeous. Immaculate appearance. I know that God's design brought you right into my presence, so there's never interference. And the angels let us hear, baby, intervening path. So never fear the small drama in between the laughs. True.
The woman.
Yeah. Before a taste, so let me wind and dine you with candlelight and foreplay. It's time that I remind you. Lay within your realm as I cultivate your brain. Don't let my past hinder you or alterate your brain. We can take the lead, baby, always alternate and change. Cause control is not an issue, I can often take the blame. What is this, baby? It might be something I'm not used to. Love and abundance got a nigga feeling truthful. She like Lauryn Hill, I like Nas shit. She gotta love that DOA, I call it God shit. She likes some R&B, she listening to hard shit, but likes to sit and cuddle whenever all of the cards slip. And that's why everything that she does next to me, baby, what's your name? Just for now, I'll call you Destiny, and you shall get the best of me. I'll give you the recipe, and I plan to be by your side until the death of the truth.
Again, I must congratulate him. He's just such a talented young man. Congratulate he and his queen, because they are new parents also. He had a baby girl, he and his queen, in early July. And so must congratulate them also. New music, new baby. The song Z was a song that he, as a matter of fact, we premiered exclusively here on Weekend Edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. He had written the song on like June the 13th and a few days later was a guest on the show, and I played it. And at the time, we didn't know the name of his daughter, and her name is Zuri. So he will be returning soon to update us on all things that's going on. True God, talented guy. If you missed our interviews, I talked back in June and July, check them out in the archives, because he's good if you're new or old fan of his, and he's good to listen to if you are in the music industry or just a lover of music, because I love the way he shares his writing process, and just very informative. He shares his information with others, those that, and where others can really understand and comprehend exactly. I live streaming will stop in about 90 seconds, but we'll continue the broadcast for about another 15-20 minutes. Because we still need to review Walk Off the Weight also. And I must again thank Jay, my cohort here at Blog Talk Radio, and also first-time listener of Motivating Monday, called the Shock Entertainment Reports with me, Bat, a.k.a. Be True. I must thank him so much. And let's check him out live in effect on Saturday evening at 5 Eastern Standard Time, also right here on Blog Talk Radio with Drive Time with Jay. We're gonna check you out. We're gonna be chatting with you and listening to you live on Saturday, Jay. So look out for us, because we definitely appreciate you for joining us and spending the whole episode with us. This is just fun. I'm just all giddy. It's already Motivating Monday, and I'm just all giddy too, because you know I'm feeling kind of spooky too, with the tropical storm and the Hurricane Isaac going on here. You know, this, you would think this is a normal part of our life here in the Deep South, but each and every storm is different. Honestly, that's why we're like always like, what's going on? What's next? Because, yeah, it's part of our everyday life. Like those of you that live in areas or other, our blizzards are normal. Earthquakes are bad weather, rainy weather, beautiful weather were part of our life. But these storms, it's hurricane season. So it's like we're always like, okay, on edge. You know, we pray, we like to pray, but we're always on the edge because we don't know what to expect when it comes to tornadoes and hurricanes and thunderstorms. But thank you again, Jay. I love chatting with you, and look out for chatting with. I'll be chatting with you in your chat room on Saturday, and also checking out your past shows also because I do follow you, and I have checked out your profile before. So I really thank you. I like to let people know, and I appreciate them. So really appreciate Jay for tuning in to the show this morning. But you all, you know, it's review time of that book I always love to talk about, Walk Off the Weight. Trim Your Belly Button and Back Fat by Michelle Stanton, a fitness director of prevention. And this is a quickie. And this is something that she has on page 151, Thought for the Week, Sleep Makes Weight Loss Easier. I believe in getting my beauty rest anyway, but, you know, sleep makes weight loss easier. Okay, this week, she states in this book on page 151, okay, this week's advice is as much for me as it is for you. Make sure that you're getting enough sleep. And she states in parentheses, I'm really bad about this too, especially when I'm juggling a lot of responsibilities. And, you know, all of us, I don't know anybody that don't have a lot of responsibilities. In addition to affecting your health, research has linked inadequate shut-eye with heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, and depression. A lack of sleep can make losing weight a lot harder. Studies have shown that getting too little sleep can alter hunger hormones, hormone levels, priming you to overeat and crave sugary, fatty foods such as candy, cookies, and cake. Just what you need when you're trying to get in shape. And thank you also, Nikki. Nikki told me that she had not forgot about me and that I should, speaking of cakes, you all know I had this awesome birthday cake a couple of weeks ago from Walmart, and I've been wishing for a cake from Nikki and planning to get a cake. So Nikki sent me a message saying that they forgot about me and that there's a cake in wait for me. So I'm looking forward to this cake because you all know Nikki is a romance consultant outside of just being this. Oh my gosh, she has a marvelous consultant because here in Jackson, located on North State Street, and she bakes awesome cakes, and she also bakes naughty cakes. So I'm thinking that there's a naughty cake waiting for me. And so I can't wait to see this naughty cake and also taste its all yumminess because that Walmart cake was just so delicious. The purple cake that I had was just so delicious. And I know Nikki's cake is delicious. But check out Nikki at Just Because. And on Facebook, it's Nikki Roundtree. And check out all the great and good things that she sells at her gift store. Called Just Because, you know, just because you love someone or just because you're thinking of someone, okay? So I can't wait. So, again, I just want to shout Nikki out and thank her. Thank you, Nikki. And I can't wait till Nikki is a guest on the show in the near future to discuss how she stepped out and opened her own business and a successful business at that. And, you know, a very moving story. I love it. And she definitely talks about... Recently, on my birthday, you talked about how she is actually living the American dream. Some of us feel like the American dream does not exist anymore, but the American dream does exist. You know, it does, and I can't wait for you all to hear her story here on Cut the Shock Tampa. But back to this excerpt from The Walk Off the Weight. And lack of sleep can make losing weight a lot harder. This has shown that getting too little sleep can alter hunger, hormone levels, priming you to overeat and crave sugary, fatty foods such as candy, cookies, and cake. That's what you need when you're trying to get in shape. To make matters worse, too little snoozing also elevates stress hormones that direct fat right to your belly. It also decreases levels to growth hormone, which is important to maintaining your body's metabolism, rev, and muscle. So how much is enough? Based on studies, 7 to 8 hours is a goal to shoot for, though. What's best for each person varies. According to the Better Sleep Council, a nonprofit organization in Alexandria, Virginia, 20% of women ages 40 to 60 clock in fewer than 5 hours a night, which could be having a big impact on their health. Thankfully, exercise can help you get the rest your body needs. And that's for everybody, men, women, kids, people young and old. You know, we all need our rest. Many of our test panelists, I don't know about you, but, you know, if I don't get enough sleep, I'm kind of like the B-I-T-C-H-Y word. You know, but sleeping better once they started the WOW program. And, of course, there are other easy steps you can take to improve your sleep, such as cutting back on caffeine. In parentheses, you may want to switch to decaf green tea if you're following the WOW eating plan. Keeping a regular sleep schedule, limiting alcohol intake, creating a cool and dark sleep environment, and using your bedroom only for sleeping, not for reading, eating, or watching TV. Some people should see their doctor for conditions that may be keeping them awake at night, such as sleep apnea. I know how to pronounce that. I'm really getting tongue-tied. Or unrelenting hot flashes. But I suspect that most of us could get a good night's sleep if we'll just get into bed and shut off our brains. We go all day, taking care of our families, homes, jobs, social networks, and occasionally ourselves. Exactly. That's one thing that I'm focusing on, really, taking care of me. Yesterday on Facebook, I wrote, I am focusing on not only feeling good, but looking good. You know, you can be feeling great, but still looking, like, tired and not looking so hot on the outside. So I'm focusing on, yeah, the superficial me, because I'm feeling peace within. Yeah, but I'm focusing on feeling, not only feeling great, but looking great also. So we do need to focus on ourselves, not in a selfish way, but in a self-loving way. We stay up late or roll out of bed early to get everything done. And when we finally crawl under the covers, we think about everything else we need to do, or we problem solve some issue that's affecting our lives. If this sounds like you, try powering down before bedtime with these tips. Dim all the lights. After dinner, turn off as many lights as possible, especially bright overhead ones, and use smaller, dimmer ones instead. It'll save you on your electric bill, and it's good for the environment, too. Bright lights signal your body that it's time to wake up when you should be winding down. Unplug technology an hour before bed. The glow from the TV or computer can act just like the bright lights and news of the latest economic turmoil. Our emails from your boss are even more likely to keep you up at night. Unwind. Choose an activity that works for you. Listen to music. Read a book. Talk with your spouse, you know, your lover, your significant other, your cuddler. Sit, meditate, write in a journal. Whatever works to relax your mind. You know, so that is the excerpt called The Thought for the Week. That's part of week 7 in the book Walk Off the Weight. So, again, if you haven't gotten your copy of Walk Off the Weight, please do check out prevention.com, authored by Michelle Stanton. And, again, that is an excerpt from Walk Off the Weight. Here's the song I was just talking about. Since True God will be returning to the show real soon, why not play back-to-back songs? Here's True God, Z.
My own mother won't respect me as a man. We don't have a conversation without getting out of hand. Now I'm about to have a daughter, so our problems just expand. We used to be a unit, start to feel like we disband. Single mother home, she was mostly alone. So the day I moved out, guess she felt she wanna own. And for that simple fact, we've been fighting all the time. I've been gone 6 years, I just want some peace of mind. You think that she'd be happy with me? I'm successful, but every time I see her, it's always something stressful. Said I don't give a fuck, calling me neglectful. I try to speak my mind and she calls me disrespectful. Playing little games, trying to push every button. Never once said she's proud, I made something out of nothing. So what do I say to my child about a granny? And what do I say to my child about our family?
You can talk to your boo in the face about family and what it all means, but you gotta show your meaning. Show your meaning. It's really easy to say the words, but your actions show the lines of birth. You gotta show your meaning.
My uncle's 54, still living with my mother. He tries to give advice and she listens to her brother. I never listened to him, never really had a reason. Never thought my uncle was somebody to believe in. In and out of jail, got a child he ain't raised. Would never give credit for this path that I paved. Knowing him the way I do, I'd never have trust. Especially when he looks at young girls with such lust. And I mean, sure, she's just a baby in the womb. But what happens if I go to leave her in the room? And maybe I'll be wrong to assume, but what if I'm right?
right, cause in my mind something just ain't right. So what do I say to my child if she ends up molested? The onus is on me cause I should have second guessed it. Just wish everybody really practice what they preach. So what do I say to my child? I'm left speechless.
You can talk to your blue in the face about family and what it all means, but you gotta show your meaning. Show your meaning. It's really easy to say the words, but your actions show the lines of blur. You gotta show your meaning. Show your meaning.
They say that family goes through trials and tribulations. What if we fall apart? Should we fight for visitation? So what do I say to my child on this basis? And try to explain why our family didn't make it. Perhaps something worse, ain't think of it at first. So how did you explain that her mama died at birth? But that's too far-fetched, so we try to make it work. Pretty sure we'll be okay, but it changes what's in first. I don't want to raise our child in court. We pissed off at each other, just arguing over child support. And in my head, I have the wildest thoughts. Thinking for every broken family, it's just another child is lost. So now I'm hoping for matrimony and never alimony. I say a prayer and hope that angels are smiling on me. So many people let the small break the big. And my mind is me and you. It's on us to raise these kids. So I try not to be the man that my father was. I plan to give you both my heart and the father's love.
You can talk to your blue in the face about family and what it all means, but you gotta show your meaning. Show your meaning.
God Z. Hey, I have always been an avid a lover of the writings of Norman Vincent Peale. I'm looking at like one of my old paperback books, a book called The Positive Principle of Today. And I just wanted to share this. This is from page 73 of Norman Vincent Peale's The Positive Principle Today. And remember, one, don't be concerned about your ability to handle the big disasters. Shore yourself up against the little irritations and frustrations. Two, always remember when frustrated that it isn't all that bad and that God loves you. Three, know for sure that there is a giant within you and then release the giant in you. Four, remember and never doubt it. With God's help, you can do incredible things. Five, never think down. Always think up. Six, put problems into God's hands and leave them there. He would take care of you and bring things out right. Put problems into God's hands. I need to hear this and repeat this. To God's hands and leave them there. He will take care of you and bring things out right. Amen to that. You know, I just glancing through my book, I like to reread or re-glance through books that are very of importance to me, and I was just glancing through that, and that page stood out, and the voice within me said I should share that with listeners, and I was obedient and did just that, shared it with you all. So if only one of you can be helped with that, because I definitely needed to hear it. That's why I read it over again. Because it's important to know that sometimes we try to deal with things that are bigger than us. Here's another PSA message from the American Lung Association.
This is Janice Nolan. I'm Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. I'd like to talk to you about the health effects of outdoor air pollutants. We've known for a long time that air pollution can cause very serious health problems, including killing people. We have times in our past history when we have seen the deadly health effects from episodes of air pollution. And in fact, about 40 years ago, the United States took the step of putting the Clean Air Act into place to provide a way for us to clean up pollution so that we could reduce this terrible burden on our health. Air pollution, however, today remains a serious threat to our nation's health. We as a nation must remain committed to providing healthy air for all of our citizens. Air pollution is actually more dangerous for some people than for others. For infants, for children, for teenagers, our seniors, for anyone with lung diseases like asthma or chronic bronchitis, for people with heart disease, and even people with diabetes, and even people who are healthy adults who work outside or exercise outside, are all at risk when air pollution levels are high. These folks are much more vulnerable to the harm that air pollution can have on our bodies. People everywhere can be harmed by air pollution, from newborn babies whose lives are cut short, to grandparents who suffer heart attacks, to healthy, vibrant lifeguards even, whose lung function is reduced, as we found in some recent studies. New research is warning us that women in their 50s may be particularly at risk from air pollution. We also know that people who are forced to breathe diesel exhaust and other engine exhaust on the job, like truck drivers and dock workers, may face greater risk of developing lung cancer or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. People with low income or some racial and ethnic groups often face greater exposure to pollution because pollution sources like factories and power plants may be closer to their homes. Census data tell us that many people live near areas with heavy highway traffic, and highways are major sources of air pollution. Having poor access to health care for any reason may also make some people vulnerable. Some racial and ethnic groups also have higher incidence of diseases like asthma or diabetes, which makes them more at risk from air pollution.
Well, I'm looking at a press release for a new photo book fundraiser for the Horse Shelter in Santa Fe. A fine art photographer, Craig Varabedian, and the University of New Mexico Press are pleased to announce a very special event to benefit the Horse Shelter in Santa Fe. Mr. Varabedian's new book, Landscape Dreams, a New Mexico portrait, will officially be available on October the 1st, 2012. They'll offer 4 autographed pre-release copies of the book to horse lovers to provide a donation of $250 or more to the Horse Shelter in Santa Fe, August the 27th. This is the date for the press release. Craig Varabedian Photography, LLC. So this is just something I thought some of you, because I know many animal and pet lovers, dog lovers, animal lovers, period, cat lovers, listen to the show, and so that was an interesting press release I thought some of you that are in the Santa Fe area might be interested in. And guess who's coming back home to Jackson? Cat Cora. I'm checking this out in the Jackson, current Jackson Free Press. Cat Cora will be grand opening of Cat Cora at the Sushi Bar, Sushi and Bar. I love sushi. Oh, my God. I love sushi, steak, martini, and more. Wasabi Sushi and Bar, grand opening of Cat Cora, will be in downtown Jackson, Mississippi. Yeah, she's a native of Jackson, Mississippi. Those of you that did not know, graduate of Wingfield Senior High, same year I graduated from Callaway High, 85-86. Matter of fact, my cousin Kenneth White is graduating her class at Wingfield. Cat Cora will be returning back this Thursday, August the 30th, for the grand opening of Wasabi Sushi and Bar. 5 p.m., live music, sushi, steak, martini, and more. The contact number is 601-948-8808-100 East Capitol Street, Suite 105, again, here in downtown Jackson, Mississippi. The website is wasabims.com, wasabimississippi.com, and you can email them at wasabijackson@gmail.com also for more information. Again, Cat Cora, you all know her, internationally known Bravo TV star, the superstar chef, Cat Cora, Jackson native, will be back in Jacktown for that very special event. So some of you might not know that. I read it last week in the Jackson Free Press, so just decided to share it to the masses, the listeners of the show, regarding that very special event.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Again, thank you all for viewing the profile at Culture Shock, blogtalkradio.com/Culture Shock, KULTRESHOKENT hyphen Beth. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing your constructive criticism, your feedback, your love, period, your support. You know, we're not too far from 100,000 views since the premiere of the show on March 21st, 2011. We're like approaching 90 now, so that's why I said we're not far from 100,000. And so I just thank you so much for your support. I genuinely and sincerely do, because I know you don't have to, and you can stop, and I don't want you to, because I'm having a blast. And I thank you also for digging, being able to broadcast more than 30 minutes also, because if you all didn't like it, I was just going to resume to broadcasting the shows for 30 and 45 minutes. So, therefore, it's important for you all to advertise also, so I can definitely take care of the cost of broadcasting for more than 30, 45 minutes, and also playing awesome music and providing you awesome PSAs also. So, definitely still developing, definitely working on producing great content, because that's what is so important for you and I, is for the concept of the show. And thank you, Jay, for host of Drive Time with Jay, which airs on Saturdays here on Blog Talk Radio at 5 Eastern Time. I have so many Jays in my life, don't I? I love each and every one of them. So here's Jay, the host of Drive Time of. I have to let people know what Jay I'm talking to, because I have so many Jays. But thank you, Jay, for complimenting the concept of the show also. Which the first show, the premiere show, was an explanation that premiered on the 21st with me, like explaining the concept. But then also it's been developing. It's based on my plans and also your feedback and what you like. And definitely share with me what you will like, because this is an entertainment lifestyle show, and it's just so important for us to, you know, and we never run out of topics to talk about here, you know, because entertainment lifestyle is part of our everyday lives, how we live, how we breathe, how we deal with people, and how we deal with ourselves on a every second basis, not just a daily basis, personally, professionally. Cousin Linda and I have recently been talking a lot about being in work environments and how people how we should be and people should be generally when applying for work, either online or offline, in person, or the interviewing process and the getting hired process and just the common courtesy and etiquette. None of us are know-it-alls. We're always learning things, new things regarding not only personal development, but professional development and just common courtesy. Even online, you know, we're always learning what's the proper lingo and the proper language and the proper etiquette, not to be disrespectful to those whom we network with and who we are focused on effectively networking with here online. So But we're always, regardless of who we are or where we're from, our age, our socioeconomic background, it's all important for us to know the, you know, the protocol and the proper etiquette of effectively networking with one another. And that's if we're entrepreneurs or business owners or hiring people or looking for work or looking for employees, et cetera. You know, so Cousin Linda and I will be talking about that in the near future. We welcome those of you that work in human resources and in the hiring departments of different, if not for your own business, for the company, to call in and share your tips in regards to the hiring process and the proper way people should be dressed and the proper language that should be used also. So that will be a topic that we're going to be talking about in the near future. So I just want to thank everyone for networking with me. If you're not following me at Pinterest, please do, pinterest.com/culturesockbeth, KULTRESHOK, Beth. And also you can follow me at Tumblr, too. I blog there at Tumblr. I always reblog and redo stuff, too. Culture Shock Inc. Beth, KULTRESHOKENTBETH, Tumblr.com, and I need to follow up and update my MySpace page. But I started MySpace in 07. I still maintain my MySpace pages are still valid. I need to update because I know many of you do still network with me on MySpace, and I know many artists still send music and post their music. And I have a music page also on MySpace, and also many still blog on MySpace because I love blogging on MySpace. But I haven't blogged on MySpace in ages, but you can check out, you know, my blogs at Tumblr. I do need to write more there, and then I'm resuming my sports writing at Bleacher Report, and look forward to me writing for Sports Network or two, for Lewis House on Sports Network also in the near future. And Yard Barker. You know, it's NFL season, so, and then also it's time for the NBA to start their preseason also in just a little over a month. The NBA season will be beginning. It was October the 5th. So, yeah, so NBA, NFL kicking off real soon next week, and then the NBA. But, again, thank you for tuning in. You might hear my voice one more time. You might not, but you definitely hear a song or two. And I want to remind you, those of you that are in internet radio and media, reporters, writers, those of you that cover politics, are this morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, there will be a RNC convention media briefing. Presented by Russ Schleifer, Romney for President, strategist, and Cal Downey, convention president, secretary, excuse me, I'm getting tongue-tied, James, let me backtrack, Cal Downey, convention press secretary, and you can contact Cal Downey, that's what I'm trying to say, and or James Davis at 813-252-5888. Now, if you are in Tampa, be sure to present your proper credentials, and go to the press conference room at the Tampa Convention Center, rooms 18 and 19. But those of you like I who are not in Tampa, we need to call the dial-in number, which is for listening only, at 1-888-633-0819 or 617-231-2700. The access code is 411075. If it's 10 Eastern Standard Time, then that means it's going to be 9 Eastern Standard Time, and it's important to call in early also. So I just wanted to share that info with you too. But again, thank you. You can on my profile here at blogtalkradio.com, contact information to my YouTube channel, Facebook page, Twitter pages, all that information, even my cell phone numbers are on the profile. You can call or text me. No pranksters, please. Just wanted to remind you of that. And let's see. Just thank you for tuning in. And looking forward to the World High Fashion being guest soon. Looking forward to the return of True God. Looking forward for Jay Williams to return in the near future. Wow, and the list goes on and on. Also, the interesting topics that were going on. And then you all know that we're working on some very interesting interviews, and also I've been researching some very interesting topics also. It's so important to do that research. It really is. Here's America the Beautiful from UK's imprint. Check her out at ReverbNation.com. And remember, you can email me at CultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com. KULTRE@yahoo.com. Big shout out, hugs, smooches to Davidson, Harrison, Levy. Thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing me to see that it's not too late.
And all done in God's
again, UK's imprint. And again, shout out to Ebony Empress. Had a blast listening to this show and chatting with you and your friends on Thursday's broadcast regarding the subject of seduction. And I thank you and yours for your support also of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And looking forward to you also calling in again. Oh, it was wonderful the morning that you did call in. So, again, thank you all. Here's another one by Dread Days. Motivating on this day, the Motivating Monday. tomorrow. I hope you can tune in to Talk That Talk Tuesday. You know we're going to be talking about Republican National Convention. Also, yes, and also entertainment lifestyle topics. So, again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support. And I had something to say, but does anything just ever, do you ever have those moments where it just leaves your mind, like, all of a sudden? So, other than that, I just want to thank you again for your support and for tuning in. And be good and be safe and smile. Even when you don't feel like smiling, that's when you should smile. Smile, even when you don't feel like it. Don't let it be a fake smile. You know, try your best, let it be a sincere smile. But smile. You know, you see how contagious it is and how it makes you feel on the inside also. You know, you might be feeling pissed off, want to tell somebody off. But if you smile, hey, you know, maybe it's a good idea to think twice for doing that, you know, unless they really need to be told off. Okay, just joking. Am I really? Again, just having fun with you guys. You all so much fun and so motivating. So, again, thank you, and I love you. Hugs and kisses. And some of you probably say, why do you love me? I love you in the godly way, the unconditional way. I love you. I love you for supporting me and supporting the show, and I thank you. So I do love you. You know, some people like to debate. How do you love somebody you don't even know? I love you. You listen to the show. You network with me. You're very supportive. Why not love you? I love you in a agape love, in an unconditional way, in God, the way you're supposed to love people and love the world and things and just being here. So I do. So you can't tell me who I love and who I don't love. I know who I love. I know who I like and all that. Okay. Well, again, thank you, and God bless. You've been listening to Motivate Monday, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. God bless.